Hello, listeners. This is University of South Carolina Design and Development students Tim Swick and Scott Buer coming your way with a history podcast dedicated to one of the world's most interesting minds. A brilliant inventor? A magician? A mad scientist? Nikola Tesla has been called many things, but just who was he?
Recently, there has become little doubt he has had a huge impact on modern technology. However, for much of the past 100 years, his contributions have been hidden. How much of what we hear today about him is just a myth? Come with us on a journey to trace the life and times of Nikola Tesla. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Don't expect a happy ending.
You won't find much about him in books or museums. That's because Nikola Tesla had some dangerous ideas. Tesla.
Born during a lightning storm in 1856 in Eastern Europe, Nikola Tesla seemed destined to become obsessed with electricity from his first moments as a child. He read constantly, performed complex math problems in his head, and wanted to know more about the mysterious force his physics professor demonstrated. Let's listen in to a parent conference between Tesla's father, Milutin, Tesla, and his physics teacher in high school.
Milutin, thanks for coming by today. I know you are a busy man with the church. I apologize for taking you away from church. I feel I must share some troubling news. I am concerned that young Tesla is working too hard. He works all day and is constantly lost in his own thoughts.
I know. I've seen the same things at home. He gets this from his mother. She is always inventing things around the house. I tell Tesla he needs to stop. I want him to become a priest instead.
But Father, I can't ignore the ideas that come into my head. I have a new idea for creating an induction motor. This would allow machines to complete work at 10 times the speed we see today.
Tesla, these ideas are dangerous. You must not explore them any further. They will not work. What you are doing will cause you great harm. The other teachers at school have been telling me you must be cheating. Well, and after hearing you speak like this, I am afraid I must agree. I will speak with the headmaster about this.
Don't bother. If I must leave the school to pursue my work, then I will. The Budapest Telephone Exchange has job openings, and they will gladly pay me to explore these ideas.
Wow, things are pretty tense for Tesla. Let's take a break here. This seems like a good moment to share our first Did You Know That report from our resident history detective intern.
Did you know that Nikola Tesla had a gambling problem? When he was in college, he was unable to enroll after he lost his tuition money playing cards. Embarrassed that he would not graduate, he ran away from home. Some of his friends actually thought he had died drowning in a river. Well, now you do.
Let's check back in with Tesla and see how things are going for him now. In 1884, at the age of 28, Tesla sets sail for the United States. Armed with a letter, Tesla walks into Thomas Edison's office in New York on his second day in America. Edison, a great inventor who is considered the father of electricity, opens the letter and reads it aloud.
My dear Edison, I know two great men. You are one of them. The other is this young man. Well, young man, I don't know how I can say no to a recommendation like that. You're hired. But I'm not going to take it easy on you. I have a problem that none of my other employees have been able to crack. I need you to improve my DC power system that is being used to bring electricity to the people of New York. We just don't seem to be able to produce enough energy.
Thanks, Mr. Edison. I promise I won't let you down. I already have some great ideas for generating power using this induction motor design here. Take a look at what I'm thinking.
Oh no, that's not what I meant. Stick with this design here and just make what I designed better. I promise you a reward of $50,000 if you can get it to work.
Mr. Edison, I'm not sure using DC power is the right way to go. I think you should change your mind. This DC system is weak and expensive. I'm sure an AC current system would save money and create much more power.
Nikola, what you propose is far too dangerous. Just stick with my design.
Tesla was unhappy about Edison's decision, but after months of work, he proudly fixed Edison's design.
Well, Nikola, you have made some great improvements to my design. I must say, I am impressed with how you increased the voltage.
Thanks. I guess I'd get that $50,000 now.
Oh no, Nikola. That was just a joke, you silly immigrant. You are still new to this country. When you become a real American, you will understand our jokes.
Mr. Edison, you are nothing but a cheat and a liar.
Once again, we see things end badly for poor Tesla. How about another update from our intern?
Did you know that 4 years after leaving Edison, Tesla invented a high-voltage induction motor that worked on an alternating current? AC power, which worked on a polyphase current, was generated by a rotating magnetic field that was conceived by Tesla. This concept replaced Edison's DC power, and the use of his patent made Tesla very rich. Well, now you do.
Tesla quickly spent his money on building a new factory. He had plans of building fantastic ideas that included free power for everybody. He dreamed of a future where wireless technology would change the world. However, Edison, who was angry about losing money to Tesla's AC system, worked to convince the public that AC power was dangerous, calling it the killing current.
Quiet. I'd like to thank you all for coming here today to this theater to witness the wonders of AC power. Unlike what you may have heard, this power system is not something to fear. Today, we'll witness just how safe my inventions are. I will safely walk across this platform while surrounded by showers AC electrical current. As you can see, I am safely protected in this storm of electricity. In fact, I think I'll just take a rest here a minute and take a seat in the chair and enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, look at that. Seems like Tesla's dreams are coming true. I wonder what the intern has to share this time.
Did you know that from the 1890s to 1906, Tesla spent a great deal of his time working on projects trying to develop the transmission of electricity without wires? He built huge experimental stations in Colorado and New York to test out his ideas. He ended up running out of money and going broke. Well, now you do.
Thanks, intern. Great work. However, I think we need to take a closer look at this war between the currents. So, up next, I'd like to introduce you to a very special guest to the show. I have here with me Donna Keller. She's an electrical engineer that can help share an expert's view on the situation. Donna, thanks for coming on the show. Can you explain the differences between AC and DC power?
Well, simply put, in direct current or DC power, the electric charge or current only flows in one direction. The electric charge in alternating current or AC power, on the other hand, changes direction periodically.
Why was Tesla convinced AC power was so much better?
Home and office outlets are almost always AC. This is because generating and transporting AC across long distances is relatively easy. At high voltages, less energy is lost in electrical power transmission. Higher voltages mean lower currents, and lower currents mean less heat generated in the power line due to resistance. So you get more power that costs less money.
Tesla worked on a number of different crazy ideas. What do you think was his biggest regret?
After proving AC power was superior to Edison's DC plans, Tesla moved on to an even bigger project. He spent most of his savings on building a wireless power transmission tower in Long Island, New York. His plan was to send power wirelessly across great distances. This ended up becoming a great tragedy. The tower got built, but never produced any real usable electricity. Today, however, we can thank Tesla for this work. Many people believe this idea is part of what helps us today with the wireless revolution of the 21st century.
Thanks, Donna. I think this really helps clear things up. Since Tesla died more than 75 years ago, it's become hard to know exactly what to believe. Many stories have been told of his genius that just clearly are a myth.
We know he passed away in a hotel room paid for by the Westinghouse Company. His feud with Edison never ended. He died a broken man, and this likely kept him from making some of his dreams come true.
However, his fingerprints are all over things we take for granted today. Wireless phones, the internet, robots, x-rays. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Westinghouse and Edison, and Morgan and their cronies. But the idea of free power was baloney. They had gotten rich selling electricity, and they couldn't see the forest for the green. So they got together and gathered up their goons.